nerderotic.com.
Disney has had a really bad week, and hell, they've had a bad year from Pablo Hidalgo attacking Star Wars Theory, the largest Star Wars fan on this platform, to the Gina Carano firing, right down to their indoctrination training, which was recently axed after massive backlash. Now we're a month away or so from Black Widow, and it looks like that's going to be the only film that's going to be truly released internationally, because Shang-Chi and the Eternals, two films specifically made for China, are now possibly banned in that country. I guess thanking the organization that runs the camps that you concentrate in only lasts for so long. Marvel's Shang-Chi, I don't know, Eternals may face uphill battle to enter China. A recent Chinese state media report has added to rumors that two major Marvel superhero films, Eternals and Shang-Chi, that's how I've been saying it for freaking 40 years, I'm not changing it, and The Legend of the Ten Rings, which just rolls off the tongue, may not be approved for release in China. Oh no. In a report on the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 4 films, well, can you have a cinematic universe without that many cinemas? Well, I guess we'll find out. And I'm only going to say this organization once, the CCTV6 China Movie Channel, or what I am now going to call the MCCPU, and I have to give credit, my friend Odin came up with that, brilliant, aired a list of the U.S. release dates for 8 of the 10 scheduled titles, but conspicuously left out The Eternals and Shang-Chi After Black Widow, which hits the U.S. July 9th. They are the next two MCU films in the lineup, releasing in North America on September 3rd and November 5th, respectively. So the bets are coming in when Disney will announce that Shang-Chi and the Eternals will both be on Disney Plus the day they release in U.S. theaters. The omission might seem small, but its significance lies in its provenance. The channel is under the jurisdiction of China's powerful propaganda department. I thought that was Disney. Maybe it's just a division of it, which has the final word on film approvals. China does not operate a free market in cinema or anywhere else. All foreign-made films seeking release in Chinese theaters must receive government approval and pass censorship, which the Eternals might have a little bit of trouble doing, unless, of course, Disney bends the knee, which I have no doubt they will do. There are also separate quotas for films imported on flat fee terms, and those, such as Hollywood studio titles, seeking a more lucrative revenue sharing release through a state-owned distributor. Now, both of these films have had backlash for two separate hilarious reasons. And if Disney can't identify what Americans want, what the hell makes you think they can identify what a Chinese audience wants? Both movies have connections to China. Shang-Chi will mark the debut of Marvel's first Asian superhero, played by China-born Simu Liao and alongside some other people. And The Eternals is Marvel's first tentpole directed by a woman of color, China-born Oscar-winning Chloe Zhao from Nomadland. Here's the interesting thing, though. On March 18, 2018, Ava DuVernay officially signed on to direct Jack Kirby's New Gods. In April 2018, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige announced that a film based on The Eternals had begun development. So DC first announces a woman of color will be directing a Jack Kirby property, followed up by Marvel announcing that they will have a woman of color directing a Jack Kirby property. It's almost like they're trying to out-virtue signal each other. At least AT&T had the good sense of axing the New Gods. The odds are already more clearly stacked against the Eternals due to Zhao's position as an unexpected persona non grata in China. What did Chloe Zhao say? Well, the censorship efforts appear linked to comments made by Zhao in a 2013 interview with Filmmaker magazine, in which she described being a teenager in China as a place where there are lies everywhere. Now, she also followed up with this. The criticism was fueled further by a misquote in a recent Australian media interview that focused heavily on the themes of home and identity, where Zhao's comment that the U.S. is not my country, ultimately, was originally reported as now my country. Well, it's too bad that the one country that allows you to criticize it for now isn't the one Disney is pandering to. A ban on Eternals would be shocking, but not implausible, given the recent nationalistic backlash from the ethnostate that's Marxist that led to Zhao's name and achievements being wiped from much of the Chinese web. Chinese state media celebrated her Best Director win back in February at the Golden Globes, but by the time her historic three Oscar wins that no one watched for Nomadland rolled around 2 months later, authorities imposed a media blackout on the news. The film's scheduled April 23rd debut in limited release was pulled with no explanation or no new date. That is bad news, Marvel, but that's what you get, Disney, when you sell out to an authoritative regime. Zhao's troubles show that trolling in China can have significant real-world consequences. How do you like that for consequence culture? At least when online pressure is aligned with the sentiments authorities wish to encourage, such as nationalism and Marxism, and a word they left out, authoritarianism. But people want this system here. This could prove troublesome for Shang-Chi, which has already been dogged by nationalist complaints for some time. Now there's the Shadow of Fu Manchu. Now, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is based on Shang-Chi, the Hands of Kung Fu, and a magazine called The Deadly Hands of Kung Fu. Both are better titles than the title of this film. He had a villain, which turned out to be his father, named Fu Manchu, which was a character that Marvel didn't own. But don't worry, Marvel, in their infinite wisdom, decided to change it to the Mandarin. And I can't get too deep into this one, but another of the most common complaints will certainly surprise American fans. Actually, it won't. Excited about the film as a landmark for Asian representation. Many online commenters have slammed the actors for this film for not meeting the typical Chinese look. I won't go any further than that. On the Hong Kong and Taiwan official Marvel YouTube channels, fans have expressed similar frustration. It feels like this will be on the same level as the live-action version of Mulan, and it certainly could end up that way. Now, I said in my last video that the MCU was due for a flop or two, and it might be this year. Now, I hope these movies are great, as I always do. But Marvel has been telling us for the last calendar year how woke they are going to be. We know the Eternals was fast-tracked because it was an international cast and it had representation, and it looks like that bit them in the ass when it comes to the country they pander to the most. Marvel Comics, the source material, has become a complete disaster because under the guise of making things more accessible, they went full on into identity politics and ended up making it accessible to no one. And now the MCU is doing the same thing. Just do what you did best. Tell good stories and they will be as accessible as they've ever been to everyone. Thanks for watching. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like what you heard, I thank you for listening this long. I will see you in the next video.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.